Well, Iraq's prime minister in New York for the UN General Assembly told journalists today that his country's intelligence has uncovered a plot by ISIS to attack subway systems in the U.S. and Paris, a plot they have not thwarted, although U.S. officials told Reuters they have no evidence of Iraq's claim. Airstrikes continue against ISIS in Iraq. Iran's top general acknowledged yesterday that another Iranian general has been active there, something that was rumored and whispered. The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse has been on the trail of the Iranian general, described as the most powerful man in Iraq.
Well, we're speeding along the road now, following our escort of armed Peshmerga fighters. We've got one of them here in the car with us. You can hear them on the walkie-talkie. The road itself is almost entirely deserted, and that's because we're heading towards the latest front line.
It's the last point of the Peshmerga. You see off the hill? On the other side, it's ISIS.
This is Jalawla. The front line here is quiet now. But it was here in recent weeks that Kurdish forces halted a crucial advance by Islamic State. The Peshmerga are backed by US air power. But Jalawla is on the border with Iran, and it is from Iran that they've received the most support. There is more to this than a battle against a group of brutal jihadists. Iran is waging a campaign here for control of Iraq and also for its influence in the wider Middle East. And at the heart of that campaign, in the shadows, has been one man. General Qasem Soleimani, commander of the Quds Force, the covert external wing of Iran's Revolutionary Guards. In Iraq, he commands a number of Shia militia groups. In Tehran, he has the ear of Ayatollah Khamenei himself. Soldiers and politicians blanch at the very mention of his name.
His power comes from the fact that he deals directly with units on the ground. He's not afraid to travel into Syria, into Iraq, meets with Iraqi politicians, extremely influential in the political sphere, but also militarily.
Haider Al-Khoui is an expert on Iran's relations with Iraq and an associate fellow at the foreign affairs think tank Chatham House.
Within 24 hours of Mosul falling, Qasem Soleimani was spotted in Baghdad meeting with Iraqi politicians. He went to the outskirts of Baghdad, personally checking up on the checkpoints. So he's been up and down the country in the north, in the south, in the capital, checking up on the defenses, mobilizing the Shia militias, making sure that the Iraqi state and the Shia militias that are assisting the Iraqi security forces are able to confront the threat from ISIS.
Row of sandbags here, just taking up a position here, and you can see some of the ISIS trucks burnt out where they were hit on the road. One there, two a bit further down. Yeah.
Off camera, people told us that Iran sent artillery and advisors to support the Kurds at Jalawla, that Qasem Soleimani himself was here commanding Iranian forces.
Pointing at some rocket-propelled grenades and a fairly antiquated firing system for that. What have you got there? One, two, three, four, five, six, seven rockets.
It's hard to see how the Kurds could have taken this position off IS on their own. I asked the fighters whether they'd had any help from Qasem Soleimani.
No.
Nobody's seen him? No, anyone here seen him? Qasem Soleimani? Anyone?
Jamaat.
No one at all?
No.
He's like a ghost. No one's
heard
of him. It's extraordinary. He's the most powerful man in Iraq no one's ever heard of.
But one local Kurdish commander, Jafar Mustafa Maruf, confirmed to the BBC that Qasem Soleimani had indeed visited this front line on a number of occasions.
Iran sent 16 truckloads of weapons. They sent big artillery. They sent monitors, two big rocket launchers, three or four smaller ones. They sent a mortar battalion too.
Qasem Soleimani is a veteran of the Iran-Iraq war. He appears in public only rarely, sometimes at a funeral for a member of his Quds force, where he's known on occasion to shed a tear. Those who've met him speak of a man who achieves much by saying little, a man of intimidating intensity, and above all, of focus. The battles for Iraq and for Syria are part of a wider campaign for control of the Middle East between Shia Iran and the Sunni powers of the Gulf. In Lebanon, Soleimani has nurtured Hezbollah. In Syria, he's bolstered President Assad. In this not-so-cold war, he's become one of Iran's most potent weapons.
The BBC's Gabriel Gatehouse reporting from Iraq.